Hello and welcome to Circle of Parks podcast, episode number 146. Today we are discussing attractions and land rumors that may be coming to Walt Disney World. There is far too much to see and do. We are here to help guide you through. But before we do that, we must talk Disney merch. So this week on DisneyStore.com. There we go. Finally got it. Did you catch all my mess
ups? I did.
It used to be shopdisney.com, and then I was like, no, and it's not disney.com. So DisneyStore.com, the Disney merch this week that I loved on there is the Kate Spade Snow White collection. There's crossbody purses, there's card holders, there's wallets, backpacks, and more. Super cute. So if you're a big Disney fan, Snow White fan, go check that out. Again, the Kate Spade Snow White collection. And speaking of merch, we have merch. So go to our website, circleofparks.com. Go to merch. Takes you directly to the TeePublic website. And you will see things such as stickers, coffee mugs, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and more. So please go check that out.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Episode number 146. Is Radiator Springs Racers coming to Magic Kingdom and other rumors? Now, this is not a... We usually don't talk about this stuff.
Correct.
But this is such big news.
Yes.
That it's hard not to talk about. And where this is coming from, MickeyViews.com mm-hmm. is the website. And the person that runs it, his name is Braden. And he runs a YouTube channel by the same name, Mickey Views. And he is very, very well-spoken, very well-educated, has sources inside of Imagineering. And when he has broken stuff like this in the past, most of it has come to fruition. Mm-hmm. So this is a reliable source where this is coming from. Mm-hmm. In some shape or form, this is most of what he has broken has come forward about Genie Plus. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
He broke that, mm-hmm. and it happened, and a few other things. So this is a very trusted source. If you're looking for reliable news and updates, I think Braden does a really good job, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and he kind of tells it as it is, gives his opinion, but you know, I like the way he presents it.
He does, and he can come off as negative, but he's not. Mm-hmm. He's just being honest.
Yeah, because there has been times where I'm like, geez, but the more you listen to him, and if you finish like the whole episode, it's like, okay, he was just giving his honest opinion.
He's just giving an honest opinion about it, and a lot of people I've talked to that are Disney people trust Braden. He's very well respected. So if you want to go check out a good Disney news/rumor/update YouTube channel, Mickey Views is really good. Now, we normally don't plug the YouTubers we listen to because, well, they just don't plug us. But right. For this, we're using it as a reference for what we're going to be talking about. And again, Braden is just, I think, does a really good job.
Yes. So yes.
Doesn't always, I mean, he doesn't post daily, doesn't even post weekly sometimes. But mm-hmm. when he does, it's usually really well done. Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us, I'm Zach.
I'm Brittany.
And we do this podcast every week. Sorry we missed last week. We were both mm-hmm. sick, and you can probably tell we're still getting over that. I don't know what's happened to us this spring.
I don't know. You know, allergies kind of change sometimes, and I think this is the year for that.
All right, we haven't been sick in 3 years.
And then it's been back to back. Yeah.
So anyway, our goal here is to help you have a better vacation and take you to Disney for 45 minutes to an hour every single week. Break your week up and just kind of give you that break.
Yes.
Some Disney magic helps us feel better.
It does.
Just talking about it.
Yes.
So let's get right into this. And the first rumor, or I guess this is kind of confirmed, not rumor anymore, is in Animal Kingdom.
Well, yes, but what's coming I don't think is completely confirmed.
No, it's not completely confirmed, but this is from MickeyViews.com, and this was written on April 9th. So it's a couple weeks old. We're just getting to it, but new permits detail a massive staging area to be built backstage at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This backstage area will house trailers for Walt Disney Imagineering and contractors. Temporary staging areas are constructed for Disney's large-scale construction projects. This particular staging area is quite significant, including 5 temporary offices, 5 fire hydrants, gravel roads, and 363 parking spots. This particular staging area is designated as part of Project RO. Mickey Views strongly suspects Project RO refers to the overhaul of Dinoland USA. This is the part we've talked about this already, right?
We have.
This is now making it like, okay.
Something's happening.
Things are in the works now, right? Mm-hmm. We anticipate this is all from MickeyViews.com. So we anticipate the reimagining of Dinoland will include retheming Dinosaur to the Indiana Jones intellectual property, replacing Dino-Rama with an Encanto Sea Ticket attraction, a mild aesthetic refresh of the existing Dinoland restaurants and shops to fit a South American theme, and replacing the Boneyard with a Coco-themed family attraction. Disney has yet to detail their full plans for Dinoland overhaul. However, further specifics now known to Mickey Views will be covered in depth in a future video. Okay, so, Zach, what is a Sea Ticket attraction?
Yes, well, I was going to ask that.
Okay,
because I couldn't remember.
Way back when Disneyland first opened, you didn't, park entry did not include the attractions. Mm-hmm. It was just entry into the park. So you would go to these ticket booths and buy a ticket booklet for a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. And in those were A, B, C, D, and E attractions.
Okay.
A being the lowest attraction, say, would be like a show. E being Pirates of the Caribbean or Jungle Cruise, like the best attraction there. So when you hear the term e-ticket attractions, because mm-hmm. you hear them all the time, right?
Yeah, those are the main ones.
That's going to be Tron, the top attractions. Mm-hmm. At Animal Kingdom, it would be Flight of Passage, Expedition Everest, and the
Safari.
Mm-hmm. So the e-ticket is the highest one. So C-ticket would be the middle, which Dino-Rama would be considered, I guess, a C-ticket attraction.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what this is referring to here. Now, I'm going to get into my opinion on this. Brittany, what do you think about all of this reimagining of Dinoland?
Yeah, I mean, we enjoy the dinosaur ride. You know, it's been a fun, special attraction for our family. But I understand why this area needs updating. You know, the whole carnival area and stuff, I don't know, there needs to be more to it for sure. Now, you know, I will miss some of the theming, especially since we recently experienced Restaurantosaurus?
Restaurantosaurus, yes.
The theming in there was fantastic. We talked about it recently, you know, where even the light fixtures were they were like Wilderness Lodge, except instead of that theming, it was dinosaur theming.
Correct.
And there were so many other things that if you look closely, it was just like, oh, wow. So, you know, some of that stuff will be missed, but it'll be interesting to see how they update it since it says a mild aesthetic refresh for those restaurants. Now, as far as Indiana Jones, if it's going to be similar, which I'm assuming to that in Disneyland, it's a great ride. You know, it is fun. As far as an Encanto attraction, you know, I'm hit or miss with that, but I think it will be great because a lot of families love that movie. And I don't know what kind of Coco themed family attraction could go in the Boneyard. So, you know, the Boneyard though was special to us when the boys were younger because they liked to go digging for bones, and it gave us a chance to relax, you know, and we've recommended that to several families with little ones. So I hope whatever they do here that's Coco themed can be a bit more relaxing of an attraction as well.
All right, my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm an Animal Kingdom purist, if that makes sense. Animal Kingdom is all about, yes, animals, but it's about conservation of the animals, right?
Yes.
Pandora fits perfectly into that. Dinoland, take away the carnival area. That's mm-hmm. my least favorite area in all of Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. Take that away. But where Restaurantosaurus and dinosaur is, you're still talking about dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. So that's still talking about conservation, preservation of fossils and all that stuff. That's still conservation, right?
Yes.
How are they going to do that here? How does Indiana Jones, and I'm not asking you, Brittany, I'm just saying in general, how does that fit in with the overall theming of Animal Kingdom? Oh, it's Earth Day. Happy Animal Kingdom Earth Day.
Yes.
Is it today?
Right. It is today, Earth Day.
Yes. Yeah. Animal Kingdom opened this day in 1998. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it is 34 years old? Yes, 34 sure. years old.
I'm like, you're asking the person that's
No, 24 years old. Yes. We're horrible at math.
You said 1998.
1998. I was a freshman in high school. So shows you how old I am. 26. I was way off. Numbers. Not been a long day. 26 years old. Happy birthday to Animal Kingdom. Yes. Anyway, it's funny we're talking about this because I just want to know, Indiana Jones, yes, it's a great attraction. Even if it's different than the one it is in Disneyland, it's a great attraction. But Dinosaur just has a place, like a sentimental place. I mean, it's nostalgic now for us. Mm-hmm. We always go on it. We always have a blast. We always just giggle with fun.
We do.
And I love all the Easter eggs. And it's very unique. Mm-hmm. The story, I like it. I'm going to be sad to see it go.
Yeah, I guess, I said that too.
I know. I guess my biggest problem with all of this is they better do it right to fit in with Animal Kingdom. I am fine with Encanto because it's a South American themed, but are you going to have South American animals represented?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that exactly with representation. Now, you know, I think they would tie it in with one of the family members that has powers to like talk and understand the animals. But as far as like what you've been just talking about, I don't know how they're going to bring that
and
in.
That's my thing. I don't mind. I know a lot of people are anti-IP with intellectual property in Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it if they tie it into the conservation and make it a great land and talk about the animals in that region. Mm-hmm. That I don't mind the IP in all the parks. I don't mind that. I want them to do it right because Animal Kingdom is so well done. Joe Rohde did such an amazing job with Animal Kingdom. I don't want to see it be screwed up.
Yeah.
That's my thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think we give them a chance to present it officially, you know, to us. It's just been more concept art and stuff
like
that.
And it's not that I'm against change. I hope they do it well. And that's why I'm not really excited about Tiana's. I from the comments from Mickey Views that Josh D'Amaro and Bob Iger have said this is going to be boring, I don't have high expectations for it because I love Splash Mountain. It was our first attraction as a whole family to go on it. It was a great attraction. I just didn't want them to mess that up and then not do Tiana justice.
Right. I don't know. I'm excited to see because the animatronics seem really
cool. They do
cool.
look great, yes. But I hope they do it right. Mm-hmm. And I have very low expectations of it right now. Anyway, all right, we'll get to that later.
Yeah,
all right,
like, I'm looking forward to it.
I know. So I'm not opposed to change in Animal Kingdom. I just hope they do it well.
And
that's
keep
my thing.
The animal theme.
Keep it
and everything. Yeah.
Theme to that. All right, mm-hmm. Moving on to Epcot. This is confirmed. Mm-hmm. This is from April. An article from MickeyViews.com, April 5th. It's titled Test Track Closing June 17th for a year-long update, cast members being transferred to other attractions. So Disney has officially confirmed that their GM-sponsored pavilion at Epcot will be closing for a major update on June 17th, 2024. In addition, Disney has released a new piece of concept art along with the promise of more details coming soon. Looking at the concept art, before we move on, I think it looks great.
Yeah, the vehicles look a lot more futuristic in a way. And
they've cleaned the outside of it up.
Yeah.
That big awning that's over it mm-hmm. in the entrance.
Right.
It's just not
too appealing.
It's not appealing. That's gone. It's rounded back off. You've got like a really good looking test track logo out front. I think it looks good. Mm-hmm. From the outside.
Yeah.
So the brand new art depicts new entrance signage as well as the incredible looking new entrance overhang matching the 1982 pavilion's facade. This is a significant upgrade over the existing entrance canopy. I completely agree. Teased at last year's Disney's Destination D23, General Motors is funding a massive update to the pavilion they've sponsored in Epcot since 1982. Exclusive information available to MickeyViews.com suggests this latest update, projected to take a full year of construction work at a cost of $100 million. GM is putting a ton of money into this.
Yeah.
And it looks like from the concept art, it's going to look good.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I would hope with that price point that it is done well, you know, and I think it was time for a little update for sure. Right. I mean, you know, we have boys obviously that love cars and speed and all that. So this is usually a must do. It won't be open when we're there this summer. But, you know, I think that I think they were ready for a change with it as well.
Yeah, I think it's time for an update. It's a fun attraction. I don't think they're going to change that much of the actual ride, but just all the theming of it. And I think they're really going to push the future of electric cars that GM's really doing. Mm-hmm. I think it looks great, looks clean. It's going to be sad to see it go for a year, but I think it's for the better.
Yes.
And it's awesome that GM has sponsored this attraction since it opened. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had that whole time.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're moving on to Magic Kingdom. I think we both agree Epcot, Test Track, good.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I would like to see, you know, the changes. It did need something, like Zach was saying, you know, they can't really do probably much with the ride system or anything, but all the interior,
The theming looks good. Mm-hmm. All right, the big news. This was from April 9th, 2024, from MickeyViews.com. According to exclusive resorts available to Mickey Views, sources allege that the Magic Kingdom's long-teased largest expansion ever, quote-unquote, may include an already famous Disney attraction. Rumor says when Disney began considering retheming Frontierland at Walt Disney World into the Bayou, quote-unquote, Imagineers realized the desert-themed Big Thunder Mountain was left without a land. As a remedy to this problem, Mickey Views has previously reported that Disney is developing a desert-themed land for the Magic Kingdom. At D23 Expo in 2022, Parks Chairman Josh D'Amaro teased this land. The area referred to as Beyond Big Thunder, also incorporating a villain section, would feature Encanto and Coco attractions. However, at the next D23 Parks panel in 2023, fans discovered the Encanto and Coco plans had moved to Disney's Animal Kingdom as part of the Tropical Americas project, which we previously talked about.
Yes.
No update was provided on Beyond Big Thunder Mountain, quote-unquote, at the 2023 D23 event. According to the sources, this is because the plan for the other desert-themed attractions to complement Big Thunder Mountain had yet to be figured out. Again, Braden has sources within Imagineering that are very reliable. So I take this with a grain of salt, but they do know what they're talking about here.
Right, but again, these are still rumors.
Still rumors, yes. Well, rumor is the plans are no longer so up in the air, quote-unquote. Today, Mickey Views is breaking the rumor that a modified version of Radiator Springs Racers from Cars Land at Disney California Adventure is under consideration to be constructed behind the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad inside the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. The exact location and boundaries of the surrounding lands as part of this Beyond Big Thunder plan are not known at this time. Disney has not confirmed any of this yet, although we suspect details on Beyond Big Thunder Mountain at maximum only a few months away. More details will be to be
determined.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about Radiator Springs Racers coming to Magic Kingdom, Brittany?
I would be very, very excited. Although when it says modified, I wonder just how modified, because Radiator Springs Racers in DCA is amazing. Amazing. And ever since we've been on it, I'm like, oh, I wish we had one here. But the word modified has me kind of questioning it a little bit. I still think it would be great to have another attraction this way, you know, on this side of the park. And it would be great that it is this attraction. I just wonder how modified it would be, you know.
Is it going to be shortened?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think it would, if they do the desert land, it mm-hmm. fits great with it.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely would, because just the outside of it in DCA would even, you know.
It looks great.
It would fit right in back behind Big Thunder for sure. But I don't want it to be shortened too much either, because that ride as a whole is just amazing.
So you're enjoying the canyons mm-hmm. on a nice leisurely stroll before you go through the dark ride portion mm-hmm. of Cars, and then you race.
Yes.
It's a good 20-minute attraction mm-hmm. in DCA. California.
I don't know if you're actually in the car for that long.
Well, about 10 or 15 minutes. It's a good long. I mean, it's you're not on and off. Minutes, you're not on and off of it, though.
No.
It's a great attraction. I think this would fit in well behind Big Thunder Mountain. My only thing is they're turning Magic Kingdom into a two-day park now.
Well,
this is, there's so much coming to Magic Kingdom, which it needs it. It needs it, but it's a lot. It's going to be a lot.
Yes, but I think this will help. It could, yes, I know it's going to bring crowds, but it's going to disperse them more, I think, as well, because yes. There's some heavily congested areas in Magic Kingdom, and I think this will help those areas not be so congested. And, you know, like, I still love Magic Kingdom. It's just dropped in the order of where I like the parks. And, you know, adding some new stuff to it might help bring it back up again.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So this podcast is sponsored by Main Street Travel Company. They are the official sponsor of this podcast, and we use them for all of our Disney and non-Disney vacation needs. They can plan your Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Alani, and Disneyland Paris vacations. Exclusive for Circle of Parks listeners only. If you tell them we sent you and you booked your next Disney Cruise Line with them, you'll get up to $1,000 onboard credit. If you book your next Adventures by Disney with them, you'll get up to $1,000 cash back. And for Walt Disney World, they're going to give you a gift card just for telling them that we sent you. Also, if you go to Walt Disney World, Erica, our travel planner Erica, is going to throw out a $25 additional gift card on top of that. If you go to Disneyland, this is huge. If you go to Disneyland and book with travel planner Erica, she's going to throw another $100 gift card on top of that, because that's her home park. She loves it so much. She's so passionate about it.
She really is.
So go check them out. www.mainstreettravelco.com. They're on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And again, my favorite thing about them is you can call them. 1-800-593-1262. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., 5 p.m. Central Time. Again, call them. Tell them we sent you. Take advantage of those special offers, and they're going to save you money.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, we don't stress at all anymore. Don't have to worry about those dining reservations. Sometimes I even forget that we had discussed them, and then she's reaching out, hey, are these still your plans? And it's like, oh, yes, they are.
And some more discounts dropped over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Erica reached out for the annual pass discount mm-hmm. for our hotel this summer.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500 savings.
Yes, so thank you.
Thank you, Erica. Huge. Yes. They're going to save you money and take care of those discounts so you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, and you know, in any other discounts that are put out there, you know, she sees, okay, is it going to fit your dates? Does it apply to, you know, what you've planned? And then they'll get that applied for you.
I think I saw today Disney just dropped free dining for the holidays.
Oh, I haven't seen any of that.
I think I just saw that today. I'm not 100% sure. If you're interested in that, reach out to Main Street Travel Company or Travel Planner Erica. They will get that, give you more details on that.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't.
You got to check that out.
I'm doing that as you keep talking.
All right. So moving on, more rumors for Magic Kingdom. There is a Woody attraction from Toy Story
mm-hmm.
Rumored to be coming to the Magic Kingdom as well. So, and this is also from April 9th, 2024. Sources of Mickey Views claim a Western Woody-themed attraction is under consideration for the Beyond Big Thunder project at the Magic Kingdom inside Walt Disney World. This project would join the rumored Radiator Springs Racers project along with Big Thunder Mountain Railroad in order to form a desert-themed land in the northwest quadrant of the park. As reported in our exclusive Rumor Roundup video today, this alleged new project rhymes, quote-unquote, with the previously canned section of Toy Story Land concept art circa 2015. This Western Saloon, quote-unquote, project for Disney's Hollywood Studios never saw the light of day. Unlike the Radiator Springs Racers rumor we reported on earlier today, this Woody's Roundup attraction sounds less solid, and we don't have any further details other than the existence of the concept. Even more curious, WDW News Today reported a similar rumor about a Woody's Roundup show coming to Frontierland in 2019. As with many ideas at Imagineering, they're never truly canned. Instead, they're shelved, later dusted off, and reiterated upon until they receive the green light. Disney has not mentioned or announced this project. Please make sure to check out our full video for all the latest rumors we've broken on Beyond Big Thunder. So this would be cool, and this would go where Tom Sawyer's Island is, yes, in the concept art. Mm-hmm. So I was just there last week and was on Tom Sawyer's Island for quite a bit, and it's a very nice, peaceful, relaxing area. Mm-hmm. Now, I love Woody and I love Toy Story, but this is a nice island that's nice and peaceful and quiet to have, and I think if you add something like this there, mm-hmm, it's not going to be so quiet and peaceful.
Right. I'm hit or miss on this, not for the same reason. Just, you know, you already have Toy Story Land in Hollywood Studios, and I don't know. I'm not feeling this one.
It's
for
out
the
of
desert
place.
Area. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Nothing against Toy Story or Woody. I love it. I mean, like, I love Toy Story Land different times of the day at Hollywood Studios, but I don't have, like, any, like, woohoo thoughts about this.
Yeah, I just don't know how it will theme and fit in with this. Mm-hmm. I'm just not, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, out of everything we've talked about so far today, this is the only one where I'm not, like, having a strong opinion. Yeah.
So there's not a lot of details on the Villains Land, but according to the concept art, it would go behind where Haunted Mansion is.
Okay.
And there's no other details about Villains Land, if it's, mm-hmm, what attractions there's going to be there, what characters, nothing. Mm-hmm. What do you think about a Villains Land?
I think it's needed.
See, I don't really care.
I think you have, not so much for me, but I think you have so many villain fans out there that,
oh yeah,
it would be so successful if they do it right. You know, you can't do it cheaply. You have to put the details into it. You know, you have those fans of the villains that, you know, they
are diehard.
They are, you know. I mean, they're going to want the details. They're going to want to see, you know, their favorite villains represented properly, you know, whether it's a couple of rides, you know, rides, food, other attractions, however they decide to do it, you know, they need to spend their time on it.
Well, and they got to get it right, because, yeah, during the Halloween party, what are always the longest lines for characters?
Villains, because villains. That's when you see them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, again, I'm not a big yay or nay villain person. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be cool to see.
Yeah, like, I would for sure do it. I mean, I'm not huge on them either. But, I mean, I enjoy seeing other people get excited about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, anything else you'd like to talk about that? Any other opinions? Or
I do hope that at some point they do the villains. Radiator Springs Racers, again, if they don't modify it heavily, I would absolutely love, love, love that. As far as what we talked about, Animal Kingdom, that area does need to be revamped, even though we do love the dinosaur ride. It does need revamping. It's just got to be done correctly.
Okay. So, yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. All right. So I was in the parks, not last week, the week before last. I was in Walt Disney World and spent the overwhelming majority of the day in the Magic Kingdom, a little bit in Hollywood Studios later in the day, doing research on Adventureland and Frontierland. I just want to talk about that trip for just a moment.
You're fine.
Okay. So when you go into Magic Kingdom and we talk about slowing down, you really must do that. And we haven't done it the past couple of trips with the boys, but mm-hmm. and we're not going to this time because mm-hmm. we're spending half a day there.
Yeah.
But I think we can do that, even spending half a day. We just have to prioritize, okay, these, we have to get these done, and the rest we just can't do.
Right.
And
right.
not rush to get those done. Mm-hmm. But I walked in under the train station, and my favorite song on Main Street USA happened to be playing. Mm-hmm. And it's Put On Your Put On Your Clothes. I know it's from, trust me, it's a really good song. And I went to Town Square Theater, got a rocking chair, and just started watching people come in for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then the marriage song from Up came on after that. Mm-hmm. Classic song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was watching this husband and wife walk in with their kids that were probably 5 to 9 to 10 years old. And the husband grabs his wife's hand. They started dancing to the marriage song. And the kids kind of just act like they didn't know him. But just watching people walk in to Main Street USA in Town Square for the first time, it truly is awesome.
Yeah, no, for
it,
sure.
It truly was cool. I spent a lot of time in Animal Kingdom, a lot of time in Frontierland, which we just talked about. I did a ton of research on Frontierland to write on, and it may all just be for nothing in a couple of years. But, you know, whatever. It's okay.
Yes.
And it was a very relaxing, peaceful day, and I just really, really enjoyed it. Slowing down. I did Big Thunder. I did Pirates. I did Little Mermaid because I hadn't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any attractions at Hollywood Studios. I really just strolled around Hollywood Studios as the neon lights came on and enjoyed the music and everything. It was, so I think when we go this summer, we need to pick 2 or 3 things in Magic Kingdom and then that's it.
I was going to say 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
And then just kind of walk around and do our own thing.
Take it in.
You know, I think as long as the boys have some kind of special snack, they'll be fine. Because they don't like to slow down there. They want to, let's do this. Okay, what are we doing next? You know, yeah. So.
And it stormed on me when I was there. And parents, if you're ever in the Magic Kingdom or any Disney park at that matter, and it rains, let your kids splash in the puddles. Is there anything more pure and innocent than watching a kid jump in a rain puddle in Main Street USA?
Now, like our boys, when they were younger, they did that. Now, this was back when they used to love wearing Crocs. They don't like wearing them anymore, but those were the perfect shoes for
right.
it, too. And, you know, it's going to rain at some point on your Disney trip. It just is, especially in the summertime. And, I mean, that it was, you know, just watching your own kids is just wonderful. But you see it all the time when it's raining. You know,
it makes it so much more memorable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have good rain gear, so I was fine just walking around. But just let your kids enjoy that. Like, because yes. I saw parents like, no, don't walk in that. But I'm like, they're already wet.
Right.
What difference does it make?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just let them enjoy it. Mm-hmm. They're going to remember that more than probably riding Big Thunder or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I know as a kid, just in general, not necessarily just Disney memories, but in general, some of those core memories are little things like that, you know? So
exactly. All right. So we're going to get to Disney trivia. I did live Disney trivia in the parks 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the question, what attraction in Adventureland can you get spit on? Yes, I said spit on, regardless if you ride it or not. Brittany, do you know?
So that question, I said the magic carpets of Aladdin.
Yes.
Yes.
So the answer to that was the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, and the winner from Instagram this week, Britt Brooke. You're not Britt Brooke.
No, I'm not.
But congratulations to Brittany.
Yay!
You are this week's Disney Trivia winner. Now,
congrats.
I had just gotten off of Pirates of the Caribbean when I did that. Holding up.
So do we want to say why or how you can get what on this ride, whether you're on it or not?
I'll let you tell it.
Okay, so there's this camel, like, at the entrance area, and you don't ever know when it's going to decide to spit out water at you. So you can get wet from that part of the ride. Then also, when you're on the ride, there's camels kind of spitting water at you, but you have to be at the right height at the right time to get it.
So. That is correct.
Yes.
Yes. So for the bonus question, I thought about this while I was on Pirates of the Caribbean. I noticed the name on the back of Captain Barbossa's ship in that first scene when they're attacking the island, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So the bonus question, what is the name of the boat Captain Barbossa is firing cannons from in the battle scene in Pirates of the Caribbean? Brittany, did you know? You don't know.
I did not know.
You did not know. Mm-hmm. All right. The answer is the Wicked Winch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the bonus question winner from X is Sweeney. Now, I said, if you got that right, I'll send you something from our T Public store. So, Sweeney, I'll be reaching out to you on Twitter, X, whatever, and we'll figure out, we'll make it happen, okay? So, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back next week with another great episode. If you want to support the podcast, the best way to do that is to book your next vacation with Main Street Travel Company. They're going to save you money, save you stress, save you time, and just make it a stress-free Walt Disney World travel planning.
Yes.
It can't be simpler.
Amazing, yes.
Go check them out, www.mainstreettravelco.com. They're on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, all at Main Street Travel Co. Again, call them, 1-800-593-1262. Again, tell them we sent you. Take advantage of those special offers. You can email us, circleofparks@gmail.com. Our website is www.circleofparks.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, at X, all at Circle of Parks. And again, thank you so much for listening. Sorry for the delay last week. Yes. Hopefully we're moving forward.
Hope so.
Summer's coming.
Yes.
It's getting warmer finally.
Yes.
We can get rid of this crud.
Yes. So thank you for being patient with us, and we'll talk to you next week.